This podcast is brought to you by Bearings International, bringing you the best in brand, service and availability. Thursday, March 27, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The Mercedes-Benz South Africa Group has no intention of slowing down production of its top seller this year, despite the challenges posted by the sharp downward turn in passenger car sales and other factors such as inflation, crime and political instability. Chairperson Dr. Hans-Georg Niefer told the media at the group's 2007 business results presentation that it was going to take it up a gear in terms of production volumes of the C-Class coming out of its East London facility. Niefer is convinced that the group will produce the highest number of C-Classes ever in 2008, a very positive outlook for Mercedes-Benz.
We are not slowing down. We are not shifting to another gear. We are accelerating, and I'm convinced we will produce the highest number of C-Classes ever in 2008. So, very positive outlook for us.
Toronto-based gold miner Yamana Gold, which bought rival Meridian Gold and the smaller Northern Orion Resources in October last year, is marching determinedly towards its target of more than doubling output to 2.2 million gold equivalent ounces a year by 2012. The company said this week that it will expand output at its El Penon mine in Chile faster than anticipated, expects to achieve commercial production at the Golcameo mine in Argentina in the coming months, and plans to complete a feasibility study on the lucrative Mercedes prospect by the end of this year. Yamana is also finalizing plans to expand throughput at its Chapada mine in Brazil, Chairperson and CEO Peter Moroney said. JSE-quoted construction firm Basil Reed on Wednesday signed a partnership agreement with state-owned financier National Housing Finance Corporation to develop low- to middle-income housing, with construction on the first project on which the two will collaborate set to start soon. The 1.25 billion rand development, situated near Welkom in the Free State, will include 6,000 housing units, 40% of which will cater for the low-income market, Basil Reed Development's MD Desmond Hughes said. Gold major Harmony Gold, which owns mines nearby, contributed 100 hectares of land to the project, and the local municipality had made 500 hectares available.
We've also gone out with financial institutions who've looked, because financial institutions are required to spend money in the financial sector charter, that's why it's been formed. And so because there's been no projects run, they've gone out to source land, and we've assisted some of the financial institutions.
President Thabo Mbeki is expected to respond today to a Democratic Alliance request for him to release the Kampepe Commission report. DA leader Helen Ziller on Wednesday declined the presidency's request to extend the deadline for it to release the report, requested by the DA in February, in terms of the Promotion of Access to Information Act. However, Mbeki's spokesperson told SAPA late on Wednesday afternoon that the act gave the presidency until Thursday to respond. Also making headlines today, over 100 firms responded to Eskom's request for cogeneration projects. Mercedes says truck sales could soon make up 50% of its SA revenue. Energy efficiency and renewables may be the power crisis silver lining. First Uranium is to get Ezulwini new order mining right. The fair renegotiation of DRC mining contracts is vital to restore confidence. Sally's rights offer to open on April 14. Sarkozy pledges more troops for Afghanistan. And UNICEF urges anti-trafficking laws for Mozambique. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.co.za, and polity.org.za.